We have something to share with you this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
I would appreciate your prayers because sometimes you have challenges in life. Mm-hmm. I'm a person that I don't really like liver. You might relish liver. I don't like liver, but my mother said it's good for you and you need to eat it. It's going to make you strong. Listen, we have a subject today. You may not have heard it just this way, but I believe under the anointing of the Holy Spirit,
yes,
it's going to bring some honey. It's going to bring some blessings into your life.
Amen.
We are dealing for the judgment.
Yes.
There are things that come in our pathway that we need to allow the Holy Spirit to eradicate.
Yes.
We don't need to cover them. We don't need to say, oh, well, we don't need to rationalize, but we need to do business with God.
Yes.
We will be putting a subject on the board today. I'm Sister Fields. You all know me. We're from Oklahoma, but we always enjoy coming to Wichita.
Thank the Lord.
It's exciting. You don't know how the service is going to be when it's led by the Spirit of God.
Thank the Lord.
We want your prayers. We'll put something on the board and we'll go into the lesson. Thank the Lord. You can sing a chorus of something if you like. It doesn't matter.
I see
yes.
The light of thee, and I know thou art with your glory. All the sea, I read my gracious weeping.
Thank you. The subject will be detrimental roots. I tried to put a picture of a tree over there, and it has a root system that supports it. The root system is very important.
Yes.
If you have one of these Oklahoma winds and it's not rooted down, you might have a big tree laying in your yard or on your house or something. Yeah. Our root system is very important.
Mm-hmm.
We need good positive roots.
Yes.
Roots that are diseased will cause the tree not to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It will cause much distress. We want to have a healthy experience with God. We do not want to allow anything to get into our experience that is going to cause us trouble. We will be addressing some of those things. Consider it, a root is underneath the surface. You do not see the root usually up on the top of the surface. If there is a dry season, sometime you get some little humps or something, you know, kind of there. But normally, the root is found underneath the tree. We have some trees that get really tall. I kind of looked it up a little bit. We have a live oak tree. I mean, a live oak tree, the roots, they're predominantly shallow. They don't go really down, really deep underneath the soil. But they have a significant portion of the root system located within the layers of the soil, 12 to 18 inches, but they can usually survive.
Yes.
There are other trees that have a deeper root system. I looked that one up too, and just a moment, I'll get it. But this one is found in South Africa. It has a taproot, was recorded, and it was almost 400 feet deep. Almost 400 feet deep. I looked that up this morning. Isn't that amazing when you compare it with the oak? It doesn't go very deep, but there's an advantage with the oak tree because if a person wants to plant it on their property, they don't want it to get down into the sewer system, do they? So that would be a good tree that provides a lot of shade and beauty and all of that. But what about when those winds and the storms come? Which tree would you want to have in your yard? Which tree would you like to be relying on? We know that answer. The one that has a taproot that's going to go down. Listen, spiritually, we need the Lord to help us today. We are living in difficult times. We need that root system of the Holy Spirit to penetrate deep down, that we can be stabilized, that we will be able to stand. I heard in this meeting and before, there are some of the Christians that are being persecuted right in 2026, right where we are living. We say, oh, that seems so far remote. But listen, brothers and sisters, this is our time to get prepared. We want that root system to be positive, to be anchored in the things of God, that we know where we stand, that we know, Lord, you have done something for me personally. Sister MacDonald often says it's personal. It's very personal. But you need to have a no-soul salvation. We've been talking about going to heaven. We've been talking about praising God. And I say amen, amen, and amen again. And we sang that song, 163, one of my favorites among many. My Jesus, I love thee. But how are we proving it today? What are we doing? Lord, help us today. So I was going to remind you that we're on our way to heaven. But yes, brothers and sisters, we're going to meet with some challenges along the way. We're going to meet with some fiery furnaces. We're going to meet with some disappointments. We're going to meet with some brethren that may not understand all that you understand in the way. There may be some hurts and things that come along the way. But brothers and sisters, we want to get that root system grounded in the things of God, that we'll be able to stand. We'll be able to go forward. We'll be able to be a blessing to those that come. We will not be part of the problem, but we will be part of that spiritual solution. May the Lord help us today. So I looked up the meaning of detrimental. It's an adjective meaning causing harm, damage, or injury. It describes something that hinders, hurts, or puts a damper on something else. Isn't that powerful? Frequently used to describe negative impacts on health, the environment, or progress. Detrimental roots. We're going to address that soon. Lord, help us today. We want to have those good root system that we can be able to be a blessing. Turn with me to please pray for me. The Lord is going to bless me with this. I know he will. Sometimes you have some little moments, but God is still good. Yeah. And Brother Gracie reminded me, we're not testifying for the enemy today. We're on the winning side with God. And God is going to see us through. Genesis 3:7 reads, we're talking about a detrimental root system. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, notice, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. The Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Listen, we're talking about some root system getting established here that was detrimental to Adam and Eve. It was detrimental to the human race. Because We all are born with that sin nature, and we must be redeemed back to God. We're in that Easter season. Remember how that Jesus suffered. He did his Father's will. He was willing to go all the way, and he went a little further for each one of us. We're talking about a root system, and he was nailed to the cross or to the tree, and he gave it all. He gave up the ghost in behalf of each one of us. It was such an impact that the nature, remember the earthquake and all those things that took place, but that's not the end of it. He rose on the third day, and because he lives, we can face tomorrow, but he left us a good root system. He left us a good foundation. He tried to tell his disciples, I'm going to be going away, to try to prepare them, but they could not perceive it 100%. But later on, they were able to reflect. Our Savior tried to prepare us a good root system. So here we have the mankind is plunged into sin, and we needed a redeemer. But thank God, Jesus came and he brought salvation down to mankind. But many are not taking advantage of it today. They're going on. It's like a song or some, I don't know what it is. They seem to be in a daze, sleeping carelessly on the brink of eternity. But Lord, we want them to awaken. We're talking about a root system. That's why it tells you to train up a child in the way he should go, because that is going to give him a foundation, and we need that today. So Lord, have mercy upon us today. So as a result, Adam and Eve, they got themselves into a lot of spiritual trouble, and we are suffering from that today. So Lord, help us today. All right, turn on. We're going to move on. We know that the time is getting away. It belongs to the Lord, but I want to remind you of some other detrimental root system. In Genesis 4:1, and Adam knew Eve, his wife. She conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. No doubt that was a happy day for them. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel also brought of the firstlings of his flock, of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Thank the Lord. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. We're talking about detrimental roots. And the Lord said unto Cain, he gave him an opportunity, brothers and sisters. The question was, where art thou? The question today is, where art thou? As we're going through this, when we're talking about detrimental roots in your experience, where art thou? The Holy Spirit is faithful. He gives us visitations. He gives us an opportunity. We do not have to wait until we're on our dying pillow, if you make it there, and start thinking about what's in my life. I want us to take a serious look under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lord, where am I today? I'm not pointing my fingers at any of you. If you know me, I love you tremendously, but I must declare what thus say the word of the Lord. So here the Lord was asking him, where art thou, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, notice 7, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, oh Lord, help us today. Sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. We're talking about the detrimental root. Lord, help us today. These are the first brothers, and they had something on hand. Lord, help us today. We're on down the line, and it can overtake us. We have the enemy of our soul that's right there to slip in something and cause that root. Here's another thing. A root has a tendency to grow, a tendency to produce, a tendency to get all entangled around about and cause a real a problem. If you go and try to cut down a big tree and you have that stump there and that root system is massive, you're going to have to get some power to irrigate, not to irrigate it, but to grind that out of there. And you're going to have to work, and you're going to have to make sure that you don't have any power lines, utility lines or anything, because you can have a real big mess. But I want to remind you, a detrimental root system can get down in there. It can last for years. It can last for years, but that is not beneficial to you, because we're appointed once to die, and we don't know when that appointment is going to come. So we're talking about detrimental root system. Let me remind you what happened to these brothers. One of them, he rose up and he slew the other brother. Took his life. Graveyard dead. No resurrection for this. Lord, help us today. It happens with us spiritually. We're going to get on over to that, where we do not take care of the things in our souls, and it grows and it causes problems among the people of God. Lord, help us today. So let's move on. And so that's sufficient for right there. I want you to bear with me as we move on and some more of the word of God. Here we have some more things to remind us of. This is a revival. It's for the saints as well as those that are away from God. And I want you to continue to pray, because we are talking about going to heaven and we want to make it there. Here's another one in Genesis 6 and 1. Let's turn here. I think this has something to do with the marriage. When it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them, and the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. They were attractive. They were beautiful. And they took them wives of all which they chose. Oh, Lord. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, and yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. All of this is sounding pretty good. Notice with me the fifth verse. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. This is in Genesis 6, back in the beginning. And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. What about in 2026?
Yes.
We don't even want to talk about some of the things that you might hear about or have flashes about. But you know, it's all in the category of sin and iniquity. But we can sure pray for it, can't we? We don't have to let it come and roost in our heart and in our life and in our the places where we are. We can try to shun those things and don't entertain it. Don't laugh. It's not funny. But you could pray and carry a burden.
Yes.
All right, let's see what else happened here. And the imagination, thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. It repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Serious, isn't it? Yes, it is. The Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Here is a positive in all the damage is being done, all the evil. Can we be like Brother Noah, number 8? But Noah did what? He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. There is not all detrimental root system. There is a positive root system. There is a system that you will be able to be fortified, that you'll have the Spirit of God, that you'll be able to withstand some things, that you'll be able to go through it with victory in your heart, that you'll be able to be not only a blessing to yourself and your family, but those that are round about you. You will be able to be a man and woman after God's own heart. You will be able to be fruitful and flourishing like that tree that we have that scripture that's planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. We're going to get to that later, but that's what we want to be. We want to take care of all of these roots that need to be rooted out and eradicated. We want to take care of them, Lord, today. All right, let's see. We're going to go on here. Psalms 139 and 23. I know I'm kind of moving a little bit, but I want you to get the picture under the anointing of the Spirit of God. I don't want to do any injustice, but here we go in Psalms 139 and 23. And it says, oh, here's a good one. Search me. It didn't say search my neighbor. And I wish you should have been here to hear that message if you say anything foolish like that. But it says, search me. Sincerely, Lord, search me.
Yes.
Oh, God, and know my heart. He knows it anyway. But go ahead and humble your heart before him.
Yes.
Try me, Lord, and know my thoughts. That is a beautiful thing to have that desire. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And then I'm added that then. And lead me in the way everlasting. Praise God and praise God again.
Yes.
This is a wonderful desire. We're on our journey headed towards heaven where the beauty and all of those things are. We song says, oh, what will it be to be there?
Yes.
I'm going to ask you, what is it going to be to miss it? Forever banished from the presence of our Lord and Savior. When Jesus and God gave their very best for us, the provision has been made. The way is opened up. The Jews rejected him, but the Gentiles, it's been open. Whosoever will. But if you don't take advantage of it, you're going to be forever barred out of God's heaven. Lord, help us today. So we want him to search us. We want him to try us. And we want to cooperate with that search. Thank the Lord. Do something about it. Okay, turn with me to Proverbs 4 and 20. Thank you, Lord. You're good to us. Let's see. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. That's a good scripture. We want to pay attention to what's going on today. And the Lord will surely bless us today.
Yes.
All right, moving on, Hebrews 12. Here's some more of the word of God we want to share with us today. Right now, Lord willing, we're going to be turning to Hebrews 12. Thank you, Lord. And read some more of the word of God. Hebrews 12. And let's see, Hebrews 12 and 14. Hebrews 12. I want it to about follow peace. Let's see. Is that 14? Yes, you are so correct. I was in the wrong chapter. That's right. Thank you. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. 15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Lord, help us today. We're talking about detrimental root system. I looked this up because I want us to get some more understanding. You all know, bitterness, deep-seated resentment, ungodliness, or apostasy to take root in a person's heart or within the congregation. Isn't that sad? This is a warning. This is not an accusation for the Wichita, Kansas congregation. I believe the Lord is blessing you all here. This is not anything to feel like, oh, she's picking on me. This is the word of God. As I reminded you at the beginning, I do not like liver. I still don't. That might be your favorite meat, but I learned to eat liver because my mother said it was good for me. Because I found out that I was anemic and they said it has iron. And so I needed to eat the liver, didn't I? But I would eat it fast. I would consume it. But it went on down. Listen, sometimes we have to, like the liver, I'm not trying to be humorous. We have to say, Lord, you caught me. You've exposed where I am. I have a root down there. And I don't know how expansive it is. But Lord, I don't want it. I want to get rid of it. Yeah. And Lord, your spirit is right here to help me, to assist me, that I can get that root out. Because a root causes vegetation. It causes things to grow. And it causes things to, after a while, it matures. And then the tree gives off seed. And then there's more little seedlings. And there's more little weeds. And there's more little flowers. Because a seed has a potential to produce so much more.
Yes.
A root of bitterness is very dangerous. We don't want it. We want to eradicate it. There is power in the blood of Jesus that you do not have to be a victim of that. Sister Dora said, and I've said it before, negative attitudes do not belong with the people of God. It's the truth. Listen, I am not pointing fingers at anybody. We're just trying to help us to see how to get better equipped to fight the enemy of our souls. We have some serious matters that need to be changed or need to be healed, or you give me the word. We need the Lord to help us.
Yes.
But the Spirit of God is not going to work effectively over rubbish, yes, over bitter, over bitterness, over jealousy and other things.
Yes.
We're going to have to come clean and stay clean.
Amen.
And live a clean life.
Amen.
Lord, help us today.
Yes.
This is why I believe I've been impressed to bring this message to us. Listen, it's powerful, and we all need God. The song says we need each other. If your root system is fine and good, amen and praise the Lord. And now you pray for your brother and your sister that they can come to the place where they can know my root system is well-pleasing in God's sight. Amen. All right. Here we are, James 1 and 22. Let's see what we have over here in James 1 and 22. I think that's what I want. Thank you, Lord. Let's see. 1 and 22. Yes. Brothers and sisters, it encourages us, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth this way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Amen. And that's good for each one of us today. We appreciate the Lord so much. James 3 and 14 is another scripture for us to ponder. James 3 and 14, and it says, listen, this is another reminder. Sometimes it takes more than one indicator to really bring it on home to us today. 14, but if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth.
Yes.
16, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Lord, help us. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Listen, something for us to consider, take heed, and to do it. Thank the Lord. All right, I mentioned to you in Psalms 1, let's turn there at this time. We're getting near the end. Appreciate your prayers. Appreciate the Spirit of God blessing, giving liberty, and giving understanding. Yes. And we're going to turn here to Psalms 1, and we're going to read some more, Lord willing, of the Word of God. And here we are, Psalms 1 and 3, and it says, this is a positive root system. A healthy root system. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You want to mark that when you say, yes, Lord, that's what I want my experience to be like. You know, when you want to get some fruit, I've had fruit trees, and sometimes they're speckled up, and the peach or something is deformed, and maybe a worm has gotten in there and has eaten it, or it has something that it doesn't look like it should be, and you want to have a nice peach, I'll say, for example, and it's deformed or it's withered. You don't enjoy that very much. Or you bite into it, and it's bitter, or if you bite into it and there's an insect in there and you say, oh, that's disgusting. But listen, when you get a fruit that has had the proper water system and has the proper sunshine and the proper time to mature, I'm going to pause there. You don't get this experience overnight. It takes a process of time for the Lord to work with your experience to get you to the place where you can be a strong tree, where you can be a strong saint of God. We're not talking about the little babes that just recently started off. Yes, they're saved. They're forgiven of their sins. All of that is beautiful. But listen, we're talking about when you mature and you go through some things in life, and you get some scars maybe, and you get some more experience, and you might have gotten some offenses along the way, but the Lord is able to eradicate all of that. The Lord is able to give you sweetness instead of you turning and becoming bitter and resentful and start complaining and murmuring. You can say, thank you, Lord, that you chose me to be a vessel. Thank you, Lord, I'm going to sink deeper in the things of God. Thank you, Lord, a heaven is shining brighter to me because the things that we go through, the experiences that we gather, it should be like an Ebenezer stone. It should be like something that gives me more determination that I'm going to make it. You know, when people are exercising, I understand they lift weights. Well, the men do, they lift weights, or people might walk or something like that. But in the process, those muscles, I've been told, that they kind of get sore, don't they? And sometimes they get a little stiff because you've been lifting a little weight more than you normally do, but you want it to get strong. And so you just keep on. You don't want to overdo it and tear that muscle, but you want it to get that exercise. Listen, by faith, we can get that exercise in serving the Lord. When that big load and that challenge comes your way, you can just humble on down and say, Lord, I know you're with me. You're not going to let any more come than what I'm able to bear, but you are going to make a way of my escape. And this is what we want to do. We want to be strong in the things of God. We want to have that good root system that we know we can carry the load. Consider with me a tree that has all of this massive branches and the roots are weak and puny. Something's going to happen to that tree. Pretty soon that tree is going to be leaning over, and worse than that, pretty soon that tree is probably going to be dead. But what about us? If we don't have the spiritual substance inside of our soul, if we are allowing things to get there that should not be there, we're not keeping them cleaned out, we're going to have spiritually, we're going to be spiritually anemic. We're not going to be able to fight. We're not going to be able to hold up. You're the one to say, well, what happened to them in the heat of the day? They're sitting over on the side of the road or something for an example. Listen, this is a challenging message to all of us, but the Lord loves us. The Spirit of God loves us. The world is in trouble, and they need somebody that is in touch with God. And this is how we stay in touch with God, by living a clean life, by being conscientious, not allowing anything to come in and disrupt the connection that we have with God. I want you to remember this and to pray and to consider. And you say, Lord, I don't understand all that she was talking about today, but Lord, I believe it was from you, and I want you to give me understanding. I want you to bless me, dear Lord. And this is not to make you feel like accusations. Oh, woe is me. No, be thankful, Lord, that you help me to understand that maybe there is some inventory that I need to take in my life. You know how it is when you put things up on the cabinet, we're almost finished. You put them up there and you don't check your dates. You just put them up there, just pile them up. Maybe you got them on sale. You got some canned beans or whatever you might have up there. And one day you decide, I'm going to make a casserole, for example. You get to looking among your canned goods and maybe that's been outdated for 2 years. And it's still sitting up there, taking up space. So what do you do? I said, I think I'm going to go ahead and use it because I paid my money. No, you should just toss that on into the trash and get you something fresh. But listen, you didn't recognize you had it on hand, did you? Because you didn't check your inventory. But let us check our inventory. Let us check our walk with God. Check it diligently. Check it daily. Check it hourly. And Lord, help us today. So we're thankful for the goodness of God. So we appreciate his goodness to each one of us. We want to be like that tree that's planted by the river of water. All right. Thank the Lord. The final scripture for today will be, the Lord willing, we'll all enjoy this one. It's kind of like the rain after it's been a dry season. But let's turn here and see that there is hope for us. If we have detrimental roots, the Lord can just eradicate that. And he can help those roots to be healthy and thriving. And we can be blessed. Psalms 133:1 reads, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
Yes.
This is what we desire, the ultimate goal. Yes. If you have some detrimental roots, it's going to affect your relationship with your brethren and with your sister, with your pastor, with your family, where you work. There's going to be some friction. There's going to be some problems there. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard. It just came on down. It just covered him. That went down to the skirts of his garments. as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Thank you for your time, your attention, for your prayers, and for your love. Remember, we want to have good, healthy roots.
Yeah.
We do not want to allow any roots that would be detrimental to us. No envy, no jealousy, no pride, none of those negative things. May the Lord bless you, and may the Spirit of God continue to enlarge upon this lesson today. Amen.